Yeah, I guess I would politely offer, we think that the news is not that we've changed our name, but that after 65 years of being a citizen advocate for the whole Connecticut River watershed, we're launching a new strategic vision about our work and the public's rivers. And that is really what we're focusing on. And part of that is putting a new face on the organization. But it's as much about how we see our work moving forward for the next 65 years.
And so what substantially is changing other than the brand, other than I noticed you have a new logo as well. What else is changing here?
Yeah, I think you can simply describe our next 65 years as more of the same and better. Over the last 5 years, we've grown significantly as far as our staffing, our fundraising capacity, and our board has said, okay, we're now ready to take a next step forward. And you know, we've reached an inflection point in the organization. So we want to do more work along what we have always done. So that means finding more environmental problems and fixing them, removing more deadbeat dams, planting more trees, removing more trash and debris, helping more landowners and municipalities be protected from flooding impacts and from climate change, and also, you know, helping more people understand their rivers, enjoy their rivers, and take sustenance from them. And that's what we're thinking we are going to continue to do, and do it in partnership. Part of this is also continue to build more relationships and partnerships and collaborations, because it's not just about one organization. You know, our rivers belong to all of us, so everybody's got an oar in the water on this work.
Now, are you expanding beyond the Connecticut River watershed with this?
No, we will continue to be within the watershed of what we say is New England's great river. So all four states, but staying within those boundaries.
So help me understand why your board felt it necessary to make this change.
Yeah, and so part of what we recognize is that as an organization, the face of our organization has changed over time. You know, how we represent ourselves to the public has changed. And one part of how we show ourselves to the public is our name and our logo and the tagline. And the name Connecticut River Watershed Council says a lot, but it didn't mean enough to people. And so it's a name that didn't capture people's imagination well. It wasn't easy to recall and remember. And so a number of people said to us, let's think about who you are in a way to say it in a way that equals your work and is going to be responsive to people. And so that's really what we did. And yeah, it's a rebrand. There's marketing components to this. That is important, but it's not the only thing that we are doing.
Well, you said it wasn't easy to remember, but as an organization that's been around for 65 years, are you afraid that the change now is going to harm you with people who were aware of what you were doing?
Yeah. We've talked to a lot of people in this process. This has been about 18 months. And anytime you do this, that is one of your challenges, to engage with people. We did a lot of market testing. We talked to a lot of people. We tried a lot of different versions. And so we think that the information we got from our own members, as well as people who weren't our members but cared about the environment, the way we express ourselves now has high recognition and high support. But yeah, we got to let people know that there is this change. So for us, it's a really positive opportunity to reestablish relationships with people and also reach out to more people, because there's a lot of folks that don't know about us. You know, we've been around for 65 years, but not enough people know about the work we do ourselves and how we collaborate and partner.
You'll have a couple of big events coming up. I know in the next few months you'll begin the annual annual water testing program in the spring, and in the fall, or as we get close to the fall, the source to sea cleanup. At least I assume that'll still be going ahead with this new branding.
Oh, absolutely, and we've got a lot that's specific to our 65th anniversary. And so some of the things we'll be doing in the second 2 weeks of July, we'll be taking a source-to-sea journey So we'll be starting in the Canadian border and traveling all the way to Long Island Sound, and we'll be traveling in all different modes of transit and interacting with people all the way along the river. We're going to be having a lot of fun activities for people, a watershed-wide scavenger hunt for people to get out and experience different parts of the river, and a lot of other events and activities for people to come out and show why they love the river.
You said this change had been in the works for some months, so I assume it had nothing to do with the changes in Washington and the possible cuts at the EPA that could threaten clean water programs.
No, it wasn't connected.
You mentioned that one of the things you hope to accomplish with this change is to build more partnerships. Who might you be looking to partner with?
Sure. We have always, one of our core missions is to help build local capacity. Now, it's 11,000 square mile watershed, and we're not a huge organization. So we do work with local groups, whether that's the Black River Action Team, the Ottauquechee River Group, Skanik River Watershed Association, the Friends of Whalebone Cove. And so we want to be able to continue and do more of that work to help a small group of local citizens working on their favorite stretch of river to do the work they want to do. And that means we help them fundraise, we do programs together, we provide technical expertise. Another part of our work that is new this year is we have created an affiliation with another nonprofit, the Deerfield River Watershed Association. And that affiliation means that we at the Conservancy as a larger organization are helping them with membership, fundraising, their administrative support, because they were an all-volunteer organization. And so we've collaborated together so that we can do the things that we're good at and freeing them up to focus on their programs. And so that type of strategic affiliation helps everybody. And there's myriad more opportunities for partnership and collaboration. It also works with large national organizations. We do a tremendous amount of work with the Appalachian Mountain Club, the Nature Conservancy, American Rivers. We collaborate towards smaller groups, and we also collaborate with larger groups.
I know I ask you this just about every time we do an interview, but it's good to check in every now and then and ask you to assess the shape that the Connecticut River watershed is in now.
I think the state of the river is good. Our river continues to get cleaner and cleaner. I think where we are now, we're working on, again, these issues of living in a changed climate. So we know that our cleanup plans for Long Island Sound, created 15 years ago, didn't think about how waters are going to be warmer and how that warmer water and changed hydrology in Long Island Sound alters what our requirements are for cleaning it up. A changed climate also means that communities have more flooding impacts, and so we've got more work to do to make rivers flood safe. Fix them up so they're still good for habitat after they've been beaten up by these big flooding events like Tropical Storm Irene. So we've got a lot of infrastructure work to do, and we have to keep calibrating our environmental goals because the end game keeps changing in a changed climate. But the hundreds of millions of dollars we've spent on improving our wastewater treatment plants makes our rivers cleaner than they have ever been. And the other thing we got to do, when you look at a clean river, it looks beautiful, but sometimes there's not enough life in it. And so the other thing we need to do is work on getting our fish populations back. Our river was founded on these massive migrations of migratory fish, shad and alewife and blueback herring. Those numbers of fish are far too low, and they're nowhere near the river's potential. So, yep, we got a clean river. We've got to work hard to make it full of life.